Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening into the Spiritually Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Each week, the intent of our shows is certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top physical, mental, physical, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply seven daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. Hello, humble warriors. And on today's show, we have a guest that's really going to help us talk about some yoga, some meditation. She's really got a cool creation that is another tool that can help us in our toolbox. But before I introduce her, I wanted to take a quote of a book that I read daily, a daily reader that I've mentioned in the past before, which is The Positive Thinking of Every Day by Norman Vincent Peale. And today's May 16th. I'm going to read it twice. So after the first time, I kind of want to break it down and kind of, because I think there's some spiritual fitness principles that apply. And then the second time when I read it, we'll do a 60-second meditation on it. And hopefully it can lead you to bring some happiness into others today. So here's the quote. Give thanks daily for your blessings. Get the habit of thinking happy thoughts. Get out of your way to make other people happy. There is your formula for real happiness and enthusiasm. So one of the, basically the first spiritual fitness principle that we've kind of talked about on the show is prayer and having some sort of thanks or being grateful for what you have. And right there, that in the first sentence, give thanks daily for your blessings. So that would be the first part of the meditation is give thankful and be grateful for all the blessings to have in your life. And the second then is get in the habit of thinking happy thoughts. And when we realize that happiness work is on the inside and not the outside, then we can share that happiness with others. And so let's make it a point for all of us today to maybe go a little bit out of our way to make someone happy. So with that, I'm going to read this again. Let it soak in. We'll do a 60-second meditation. Then we'll introduce our guest, and we'll get on with the rest of our show. Give thanks daily for your blessings. Get the habit of thinking happy thoughts. Go out of your way to make other people happy. There's your formula for real happiness and enthusiasm. Nate, please give us the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Okay, welcome back. And let's each one of us spread a little happiness today. Let me introduce you to our special guest today, Catherine Nicolai. Okay. Is the owner and director of Ethos Center of Yoga and Therapeutic Arts in Holly, Michigan. She's also the creator of the podcast, Nothing Much Happens, Bedtime Stories for Grownups, which is currently ranked in the top 20 health podcasts on Apple Podcasts. Her teaching combines storytelling and a focus on sensory awareness in asana and meditation. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome to be here, and it was great to see you in yoga class this morning.
It's just a happy coincidence.
Yep. And here we are just an hour later, feeling light.
Yep.
Ready to talk about your journey a little bit.
Yeah.
I think what we'll do is if you can maybe just tell us a little bit about your yoga journey to start and how maybe you got into yoga and some of the benefits yoga is done for you.
I'd love to. You know, you probably hear people say all the time that yoga saved my life, but it definitely saved my life. I started practicing when I was 19, and so it's been almost 20 years. And I came to a yoga practice really out of desperation. I'd grown up obese as a teenager, and then I developed an eating disorder that was really ruining my health. And part of that eating disorder was a compulsion to exercise. I exercised so much every day that I was really, really injured. And I remember this particular day coming into the gym at U of M where I was a student and just being so injured that I couldn't take one more kickboxing class. And so I saw that there was a yoga class in the basement and I thought I could probably do that. So I went down and did my first yoga practice. I was immediately hooked, but for all the wrong reasons. I have that lucky mobility that comes from the shape of my bones that allows me to be incredibly mobile. And I remember that very first class coming into like Marichyasana letter A and binding all the way around my back to my wrist. And the teacher actually stopped the class and said, "Look at her."
Wow.
And I thought, oh, I like yoga.
Right.
I always knew I'd be so amazing,
right.
You know, and I was just hooked. It was just another addiction in the same way that my whole life had so far been about me trying to overcome these compulsions. But luckily, I stayed in yoga long enough to find a good teacher and to let the teachings kind of permeate through my brain and start to practice something that was about balance and health and loving myself. And that's still something I struggle with, and most people do, I think, even 20 years later. But that's why I still practice. And that's really why I became a teacher. I often say to people, "You need an hour of yoga a day? Awesome. I need four." So I became a teacher.
You know, good for you. And I'm glad you said that. Because, you know, even though you're going in this 20 years, we're still always practicing. But it's nice to have something to lean on, you know, that you can do something daily.
Right. And like you said, they're tools in our toolbox.
Right.
They're just different tools that I use depending on what I need day to day. You know, but I do need every day to be in my body in a calm way, to make friends with my body and to be, you know, as connected as I can be in a positive way. Especially when you come from a background of addiction or of eating disorders and things like that, then usually your body's not a very happy home for you.
Okay.
And so having a way to be in your body in a loving, kind way, it can really be a helpful, useful tool.
Yeah. And then you get to a place of, you know, it sounds like obviously you know what you need, like you need 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, and that's what's great for each one of us. I think we all have to go through that to figure out exactly kind of what
right.
we need
yeah.
and to get that right, sort of speak, balance in our life.
Yeah. And just to be clear, the other 3 hours are the hours I'm teaching.
Right. You know, but that's right.
Right. But a lot of times people will say, "Boy, you were really talking to me today." And I always say, "We had the same day then because I was talking to myself."
Right.
You know, usually that's how your teaching goes, that it becomes therapeutic for you. And then if you can approach it in a universal way, hopefully it'll help other people too.
Yes. And once we get to a place, you know, one of my spiritual mentors and teachers taught me this, and it didn't make sense at the time, but now it makes sense now, and especially in this conversation, is when you get to a place of your highest self, then you are the teacher. And that is sometimes what we need to do, kind of, we are the teacher for our own self.
Right. And that is really when you know something really well, is when you start to teach it. You know, so I knew that yoga couldn't just be a casual experience for me. It needed to be something that I really understood from the inside out and lived every day. And so I needed to teach it.
Okay. And then, you know, you mentioned in your bio, meditation is important in your life.
I like to
talk about that because, you know, at least one of the spiritual fitness principles, you know, we talk about, you know, everything, the daily threads through life of being grateful, healthy eating, nutrition, some sort of exercise, preferably a yoga practice, you know, and then eventually get to a place where, you know, you can meditate a little each day and then mm-hmm. find out what you need, if it's just a couple minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes or longer. But
yeah.
Tell us what meditation has done for you and is continuing to do for you.
Yeah. I practice Vipassana meditation, so the 10-day sits.
Okay.
That you go away and sit.
Yeah.
I did my first one probably 15 years ago, but it is absolutely transformative. And when you sit it, you realize that, especially the way that I was trained to teach yoga through Johnny Cass and the way that like both of us share our practice, is actually that that style of yoga completely... it comes from the concepts of Vipassana, mm-hmm. the concept of being in the present moment with exactly whatever is present and being really calm. You know, that's how we're taught to practice yoga. So then when you go away and sit meditation, you go, oh, this is really familiar. This is, I've already been taught these skills.
Right.
And now I'm just applying them like on a macro level.
Right. Well, there's no such thing as coincidences. So I saw Johnny last night and I saw him at Green Space Grab and Go. And hadn't seen him in a while. And he goes, how's your practice? And I said, you know, it's great. I go daily. I've been going to the 8:30 class. And I like to get there around 7:45 so I can sit for about 20 minutes to a half hour mm-hmm. before practice. And he goes, hey, well, and he's always mentioned this to me a couple times about the 10-day sit. So now it's kind of, now that you bringing up,
it may be time. Yeah.
And I've heard nothing but, you know, fantastic experiences from that place.
Yeah, it's a fantastic practice.
Okay.
I think it's time to pick your dates.
Okay. Okay.
it's
time. So that's kind of the universe giving that nudge, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a minute break to your beautiful sponsor and we'll be right back.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Hello, we're back with Catherine Nicolai, talking some yoga, talking some meditation. But now we're going to talk about her beautiful creation of Nothing Much Happens, which is Bed Stories for Grownups. And actually, you know, I did this last night and it put me right to sleep. And... you know, sleep is so important for our bodies, and really kind of how we start the day is very important, but also how we end it. And, you know, I'm still recalling the story of the dogs tripping over each other, going outside
yeah.
and how it ends with the fire and, you know, then the glass of wine sounded so good too. But, and you have a beautiful voice and it's already taken off as, you know, one of the top 20 health podcasts. So, you know, tell us about this.
This is something I've been working on for a while. It's actually one of my earliest memories is telling myself a bedtime story to fall asleep when I was probably 4 years old. And it's something I've done my whole life. When I'm ready to close my eyes and fall asleep, I need to take my mind someplace relaxing and soft. And so I have all these stories that I've told myself over the years. And I think a lot of people are laying in bed at night, scrolling through their phones and reading really upsetting news and seeing people making really nasty comments. And then they try to set their phone down and go to sleep. And that's just really crummy sleep hygiene. Like,
right.
It's just, and like you said, sleep is so essential.
Mm-hmm.
So for about the last year, I worked on it as a real paper book. I wanted it to be just like when you were a kid and you had a beautiful book, you know, with
right,
color illustrations
right.
And but the idea that it was for things that make grown-ups feel comfortable, relaxed, and cozy. And I've been working on it for a while, but I just kind of had this realization, like, I love to use my voice. I love to be a storyteller. Why don't I make it a podcast? So we've only been out for 3 weeks, and already today I've had more than 1,500 downloads. So I realize that there's a need for this. People are feeling stressed and they need a way to connect with something calm before they fall asleep. So I'm really happy with the progress of it.
Yeah. So how do you come up with the stories? Like,
some of them are kind of cataloged in my mind, things that I myself have already told myself about. But I think one of those things is when you start going looking for things that make you feel relaxed and comfortable, you realize that your day is already full of them. And because the story is meant to be really simple, there's not a lot that happens. That's why we call it Not Much Happens. Then you can just start with a couple simple details. You know, if you find it really comforting to come home at the end of the day and turn the lock and know that you don't have to go out again, well, you can write a whole story about that and just make it about the details. I try to include a lot of sensory information, how things smell or how things look or the taste of something, because I think that when we're connected to our senses, that makes us very present. And there's not much action. So, you know, a lot of times people will feel like, I have to know what happens. You know, that's one of the reasons I tell the story twice, is that once you know you're going to hear it again, it gives you permission to just relax. A lot of people tell me they fall asleep between the first and the second telling. But I've also had listeners say that they've never even heard the start of the story, because as I walk them through the opening introduction and tell them to turn their light off, they already fall asleep.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we all need just a little bit of direction.
Just a little bit of direction.
So is there a new, do you do a story once a week?
Or? We do a story once a week. Actually, today we released a bonus episode because it was a shorter episode.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorites because it's sort of not so much a story as just some ideas for taking care of yourself when you've had a bad day. And a lot of people are telling me that they're using the podcast for anxiety, not necessarily for sleep, but you know, maybe you're at work and it's a crummy day and you've got a half an hour to eat your lunch, and they put in their ear pods at their desk and then just, you know, listen there and feel relaxed. Or people tell me picking up my kids from school is kind of stressful and the traffic's bad, and I put it on and my kids are in the car and we all get more relaxed. So I love hearing how people are using it besides just its intended purpose.
Great. You mentioned a couple of things I want to talk about with this, which is very important. I think storytelling is getting more and more, not just popular, but needed, because we all have our own story and it's unique. And you're finding a unique way to bring your creations to the world and express your voice through not just yoga, meditation, and but now with this podcast. And I guess, what led you up to the point of, let's say, because I think a lot of people, including myself, you know, get to a point where you just have, you know, you have to share something. You know, you need to get your voice out there. And what were some of the hurdles before you said, okay, I'm just going for it?
I think the biggest one is always the fear that you're just not good enough.
Right.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You shouldn't put your stuff into the world because nobody wants to hear it. Right. That is in the back of every creative person's head, is that no one wants to hear this.
Right.
And in some ways, that's why podcasting was such a nice medium. It's not that difficult to create your own podcast. It's not very expensive. You can just start somewhere and then you can put it out there. And even if not that many people hear it, you created something. And that was how I felt. I thought probably no one will know about this, but I'm going to create something anyway. And ever since I've seen the response to it, it's something I keep posting in my own Facebook and, you know, saying to other people, please don't listen to that voice in your head that says, don't do this. You know, the world needs to hear more creative people expressing themselves. And I think that's the nice thing about being so connected through the internet. Even if you have something that is kind of niche-y and not everybody around you gets it, there will be people in the world who get it. And because of the internet, you can find them.
Right. And even if you use the internet, or like myself, even, you know, on Instagram, if I post something, whatever, it's really just, it's not really getting about, oh my gosh, can I get a bunch of likes? It's just that continuing need to express, to get the voice out, to express yourself.
And always says it's called creativity, not succeedivity. So you don't have to succeed.
Right.
You just have to create.
Exactly. And that's using the technology and social media, you know, as a positive way.
Yeah, for sure.
And you also bring something up. I wrote this in my book, and I think everybody goes through this, and of that feeling of I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something you know, that happens to all of us in our childhood, whatever it is, where that was ingrained in us. Mm-hmm. And if it was through a parent or a relative or a coach, and maybe even a loving manner, but that stuck with us.
Definitely.
And it's once you make that breakthrough that all of us have been carrying it for years, that's a big breakthrough.
Absolutely. You know, I had a moment like that a little while ago where a friend of mine asked me, are you going to do XYZ? And I repeated something my seventh grade teacher had said to me about myself that I have been saying for 20 years. I said, I can't do that because blah, blah, blah. And luckily, my friend is kind of smart. And she just kind of looked at me and she went, those stories are interesting, aren't they? And I thought, that's right. It's just a story. Yes. Why do I have to believe it?
Right.
So being able to have that moment where you kind of step outside of your own story and go, but objectively, is that true? Or even is it valuable? Does it serve me? Mm-hmm. Then that's a moment where you can take a turn and do something different.
Absolutely. So I want to take the last few minutes. You've been doing yoga 20 years. You're a teacher. Well, what do you want someone to hear that's maybe thinking about yoga or maybe has tried it and went out, they're not doing it? You know, what would you say to those, to someone who's thinking about it or want to giving it a shot? What's the easiest way maybe to get them back in the studio?
You know, if they want to do it, do it. So I talk to so many people, I answer so many emails that say, but I can't touch my toes or blah, blah, blah. It just breaks my heart because that idea that you're supposed to already be some certain way to have a beneficial yoga practice, it's so sad. It just means that so many people are getting turned off to it because it's totally not true. Every body is equal. There is no superior body. All bodies are equal. So whatever body you bring to yoga is a body that can benefit from meditation and yoga practice. And so if you want to feel better and it's something you're interested in, just do it. I have people who we've emailed so long about yoga that I feel like we should send each other Christmas cards. I've never seen them in the studio because they have so much anxiety about just starting. Right. And I want to say to them, it's such a safe place. As soon as you get in that room, you'll realize, oh, I'm totally safe here. And there's nothing I need to worry about. Right. Whatever I bring to my mat is absolutely wonderful.
And maybe after someone's heard this, they feel comfort in your voice and, you know, maybe they want to have their first practice with you. How could they go about doing that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. Ethos.yoga, ethos.yoga is our website. And I also actually have a separate yoga podcast too, where I record live classes.
Perfect.
And there's a free one on ethos.yoga. So if you want to practice with me and just give it a try. Other than that, there's a new class that gets added every week for a $10 membership a month. So I have people who practice with me from Europe, from Canada, from all across the States who dig my style and they just put on their podcast from wherever they've got connectivity and practice there.
There you go. So you've done something where they could do it in the comfort of their own home.
That's the thing. I keep going, whatever your excuses, I'm going to figure it out. Right. I'm going to work around it. I can't do it because I work till 10 o'clock at night. Right. I hear you. You need a class? Here it is.
Yes. You know, and that's that voice in our head, right? Because that came from somewhere. Right. I don't have enough time in the day
the stories.
And so remember everyone out there that we are writing our own story. We are our own artist. We are painting our own picture. What do you want to paint? What do you want to say? Well, Catherine, thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, it's really my pleasure.
Yeah, this has been neat. And what if people want to find out more about the podcast? Where can they go?
Definitely on Apple Podcasts. It's just called Nothing Much Happens, but we're also on Stitcher and we're on Google Music Play, I think, or Google Play Music. It's one of those two. But if you go to nothingmuchhappens.com, there's links to the stories there. We also have a YouTube channel just in case you want to watch me tell you a story.
Oh, even better. That's great. Yeah. Well, again, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah,
I look
so
forward
much.
To seeing you back in the yoga studio. More about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. Would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week. Until next week, live brave.